The fighting in Gaza has left two more Israeli soldiers dead overnight, bringing Israel's losses to 31, which includes two civilians. The toll among the Palestinians in Gaza is far higher. The health ministry says at least 649 Palestinians have been killed, many of them women and children, and more than 4,000 wounded. As the casualties mount, so does the frustration of fellow Palestinians living in the West Bank. Hundreds of thousands of them have relatives in the Gaza Strip. They rarely, if ever, get to see each other, even in peacetime, because Israel severely restricts such visits. That isolation has made Skype a vital bridge, as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson discovered.
At least three times a day, Imad Abudaya fires up his laptop at the Ramallah hotel he calls home so he and his 11-year-old son, Ghassan, can visit with their family in the Gaza Strip. Skyping is the only way they get to see the relatives who they were forced to leave behind. The budget expert who was working with the Palestinian Authority on finance reform was one of the lucky few able to get an Israeli exit permit for him and for Ghassan, who left Gaza 6 days ago. Abudaya says he had to get his son out after the apartment above the one where he lived with his mother was destroyed by an Israeli bomb. Abudaya couldn't get permits for his other relatives. His younger brother, Rizek, and his family moved into the budget expert's vacant Gaza City apartment, hoping it won't get shelled because it's located near the compound of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. But Abudaya says he still worries.
Definitely, whenever we feel there is sort of danger around the neighborhood, we talk to each other.
But it's not easy to get through on Skype because constant shelling and power shortages affect internet availability there. The father dials several times before his brother picks up.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
It takes another minute or so for the scratchy connection to stabilize before the men can hear each other. Finally, Rizek Abudaya's smiling face appears on the screen. As the men say hello, Ghassan squirms impatiently next to his dad, eager for his turn. Abudaya asks his brother to put his 12-year-old daughter, Noor, on the line. Noor asks whether there is shelling in Ramallah, to which Ghassan replies, "No, we only have demonstrations here." He says he wants to go and protest with other Palestinians, but adds, "My father won't let me go." But light banter is soon replaced with more difficult questions about the war. Imad Abudaya asks if anyone in the family has been able to inspect the damage to their brick factory in Gaza that Israeli forces destroyed the night before. The answer is no, because it's been too dangerous to get there. Soon, the relatives say their goodbyes online before the power is cut off at the Gaza end. Eleven-year-old Ghassan says the calls are comforting but also sad.
Actually, I'm happy because I can talk to them and see them at the Skype. Yeah, but I can't see them in Ramallah. I want my family to come in Ramallah to be safe.
Abudaya says better still is if a real ceasefire can be negotiated so that the family can reunite in Gaza. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News.